Jamin is not going to
Okay.
join.
Okay. Okay, we'll join our hands, close our eyes. Diya will say Namokar Mantra and Arush will say Chittari Mangal Path. They start.
Om Namo Arihantanam, Namo Shetanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Vajayanam. Namo yo eso van sahuna eso panchana mukharo sava pava panashano mangyanam cha savesham paramam kohi mangalam chatari mangalam ari ari hanta mangalam sibha mangalam sahu mangalam Kevini Pandato Sammo Mangalam Chetari Lokotama Arihanta Lokotama Seta Lokotama Saho Lokotama Kevini Pando Dhammo Lokotama Chetari Parihan Pavajavi Asan Saram Pavajavi Seta Saram Pavajavi Saho Saram Pavajavi Kevini Pandato Dhammo Saram Pavajavi
Okay, very good. Okay, so on which chapter are we studying? We are on which chapter, Arjun?
Jeev and Ajeev.
Okay, so Diya, what is Jeev?
Jeev is a living being.
Okay, living thing, very good. Natasha, what is a Jeev?
Hello, yeah, I guess Anubhuji got disconnected, so let's just wait. Anubhuji, are you back?
Yes, yes, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so Jeev is a living thing, a Jeev is a non-living thing. So Arush, how do you introduce yourself? Hello? Arush? Yeah.
I introduce myself as Jeev. I have
Excellent, very good. Okay, and Arjun, how do you define this body?
Could you please repeat the question? I couldn't understand it.
How do you introduce the body?
The body is Ajeev.
Yes.
So I would say my name is Arjun. And that would be introducing the body.
Okay, no, so body is Ajeev. What does body have or not have? What does body do?
Or body does not
do?
Have knowledge.
Yes, and therefore?
It doesn't know anything.
Yeah, very good. So, Arush said that I am Jeev, I have knowledge attribute, and I know by this knowledge attribute. And body is a Jeev, body does not have knowledge attribute, and therefore body doesn't know. Very good. Okay, Diya, can you tell me how does pen work? Pen, what is pen? Define pen in these three lines.
Repeat it again.
Your question is, like body, you have to define pen. You know, pen with which we write, pencil or pen, anything. Hello, Dia.
Can you please repeat it again?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I guess Anubhavji again got disconnected. I guess there is some problem with Skype today. So he is getting frequently disconnected. Let's give him some minutes. Hey Arjun.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess Anubhavji is back. Anubhavji, are you back?
Yeah, but I'm getting disconnected again and again.
Oh, I was just about to tell Arjun to, you know, kind of connect you through 1H, but then you are back now, so.
Okay, fine. If this happens again, please do tell him.
Yeah, if it happens again, I'll ask Arjun to, connect to you through 1H.
Okay. Fine. So, Dia, the question was, hello, Dia, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, the question is, like, we have this body, right? So, this body is ajeev, body does not have knowledge, and body doesn't know. Now, same way, how do you define pen? Pen is what? Pen is Jeev or Ajeev?
Pen. He's asking about pen. Pen is Jeev or Ajeev?
Ajeev?
Yes. And what does pen not have? Pen is Ajeev. Yeah, knowledge attribute. Therefore, what does pen not do? Knowledge. Pen doesn't know anything, right? So there are two kind of thing. One is soul, other is matter. Matter is Ajeev, soul is living thing. So the soul, living thing, has knowledge. The matter, non-living thing, doesn't have knowledge. Okay? Fine. So, we all are Jeev, we all have Gyan, and we all know. Every Ajeev does not have Gyan, and it doesn't know. Okay, fine. So, in the last class, we were on slide number 7. Everybody on the study material, slide number 7. Arjun? Natasha?
Yes, Arjun's here.
Okay, Natasha. Yeah, on your study material, Jeev and Ajeev, slide number 7.
Am I reading it?
Wait. Are we all on the same slide? Arjun, have you opened it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, Dia?
Yes.
Okay, so we all are on the same page, right? Okay. Arush, read the first, the heading of the slide, Arush.
Yes.
Read the heading of the slide. Yeah.
This criminal
Yeah, discriminative signs. Yeah, wait, Arush. It reads discriminative signs. Do you know the meaning of discriminative? Anybody? What do we mean by discriminate or discriminative? Hello?
Discriminate is to like... To discriminate someone is to like put them down, to be mean to them.
Okay. Anything else? Yeah. Natasha, do you have any other answer? Discriminate means to differentiate, right? If I'm discriminating you, I'm making you look like you're different from me, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
How do we discriminate to things? We see the quality of one thing and we see the quality of other and we say, oh, these both are different. Right? Hello? Okay. It's like distinguishing. We are making difference between the two things. So I'm discriminating between the soul and the body, or between the jeev and ajeev, or between the living thing and non-living thing. It is called discriminative science. We are comparing both by looking at both's quality, and then now we say, oh, these both are separate, distinct entities. Okay, so it is in language, in a Jain philosophy, it is known as Bhed Gyan. What do we say? Bhed Gyan. Bhed means to discriminate. We are making them, you know, distinguish. We are distinguishing them or differentiating them. And Gyan, we are knowing them through their own attributes. So, from their different attributes, we are knowing them. Okay? So, it is known as Bhed Gyan. What does it call? What do we call it?
Bhed Gyan.
Yeah. Arjun, how do we pronounce it?
Dev Gyan.
Yeah, Bhed Gyan. Dia, what is it?
Bhed Gyan.
Yeah, Arush, what it is?
Bhed Gyan.
Yeah, Bhed Gyan. See, how Bhed Gyan? See, we know Jeev has knowledge. We know Ajeev doesn't. So, Jeev and Ajeev, now we have this difference between them. Now I have to decide what is me and what is not. So, yeah, I am Jeev. I am not Ajeev because I find knowledge in myself. Jeev has knowledge. So, therefore, I deduce that I have knowledge. Therefore, I am Jeev and I am not Ajeev. I'm making sense? Hello?
Yeah. You're making sense.
If I am wearing a red colored shirt, okay? A shirt with a red color. And if you tell me that person with a red color shirt raise your hand. So, first, what will I do? I'll check, oh, am I wearing red color shirt or is it blue? If it is red, then I'll do what? I'll raise my hand. In the same way, we are defining first, we are giving the instructions, okay? Let's see, Jeev is what? Jeev is... Jeev is somebody with knowledge, okay? So, do I have knowledge? Yes, I have. Ajeev is somebody with no knowledge. So does this pen has knowledge or does this laptop has knowledge? No. So now we are making a decision. What am I now? Am I Ajeev or am I Ajeev? Okay? So this whole science of deciding what is, I mean, who am I and what I am not. Okay? This science is known as Bhed Gyan. Okay, so it's just a term we are knowing. We are not going in very deep, but it's a term of Jain philosophy. Okay, so what do we call it? Bhed Gyan. In English, we call it discriminative science. And Bhed Gyan. Bhed means to separate, to divide, okay? I am separate, the body is separate. separate. So it is called Bhed. And Gyan means to know. To know the difference is Bhed Gyan. Okay, it's easy, right? Discriminative science means we are differentiating. So the same way Bhed Gyan, we are differentiating. Arush, am I clear? Okay, fine. So it's Bhed Gyan. Fine, it's very easy. Fine. Okay. So now, Arjun, read after Bhed Gyan. What is it on the slide?
I am soul. I have knowledge attribute.
Yes.
I know through my knowledge attribute.
Fine. Very good. Dia, next.
Soul, I have knowledge attribute. I know through my knowledge attribute.
Yeah, then body.
Body is
the next line.
Body
yes.
has knowledge. Body cannot know anything. There is no happiness in the body.
Fine. Natasha, the last line.
Body and I am different from each other.
Okay. So in this whole thing, it is the process of doing Bhed Gyan, doing differentiated science. First, what we do, we first see that what is the scene, okay? See, I am stone, I have knowledge, I know through this knowledge attribute. And who has this knowledge attribute? I have. So it is whose knowledge attribute? Mine. So I know through my knowledge attribute. Okay? Then I see this body. Body is not living. Body has no knowledge. And body cannot know anything. So there is no happiness in the body. So now what do I decide on this? Looking by, first I, you know, visualize the nature of these two, and then what did I conclude? The body and I am different from each other. Okay?
Yeah.
Am I clear? So if now I ask you, how do you do Bhed Gyan? So who will tell me how do we do Bhed Gyan? Yes, yes, who will tell me? Okay, we'll start with Arush. Arush will do a little try, okay? Arush, now, how do you do Bhed Gyan? Say anything. Arush? Yeah. We have to differentiate. Excellent, Arush. Now, tell me by giving example that how do you differentiate? Okay, differentiate between you and anything which is around you. You see, you pick up any example and differentiate. I want you to give me example. How do you do it? Very good.
And soul is non-living.
What is non-living?
And soul.
What? Hello? Yeah, you are soul. And then, see, first tell, I'll come again, okay? See, the main difference between what we see between us, between I as a soul, and any object I see, like this car, okay? There is a car on the road, okay? Or on the garage, okay? I see this car. And I see myself. What do I see that is different in two of us? I know when to walk, but car do not know when to walk, when to, you know, get start and start running on the road. The car doesn't know. if you get on the car, you'll start it and you'll say, okay, now I'll push the accelerator, the car will start. So car does not have this thinking ability on its own that it should run or it should stop. So what is the difference between you and car? That you decide, car doesn't. So how do you decide that you know the car doesn't know? So therefore, you and car are different. So what is the point of difference between you and car? Knowledge. You have knowledge, car does not have knowledge. Right? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Fine? Okay. So the same way, if you want to discriminate yourself from any other thing, you see whether this thing has knowledge or it does not have knowledge. From Ajeev when you do, okay? From non-living things when we do. Fine? So Arush, will you now try for anything? Like I took the example of car. You can take example of anything. The same way. Yeah.
Knowledge
attitude. Yes.
Pencil
has no knowledge. Pencil cannot know anything. Pencil.
Okay. Pencil and I am different from each other.
Okay. What did you differentiate it with? What was non-living, Arush? Handball? Hello?
He's
been
pencil.
Okay, fine. Okay. Dia, your turn. Pick up anything which is living, anything which is non-living, and differentiate between two. Very good, Arush. Excellent. Yeah, Dia.
I and fan.
Okay, very good. Yeah, start.
I am Jeev.
Fan. Yes.
I have knowledge.
Very good.
The fan doesn't have knowledge attribute. I know my knowledge. I know through my knowledge attribute. The fan doesn't have happiness.
Okay, so what do you conclude? Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Dia as a soul and fan are different from each other. Very good, Dia. Excellent. Arjun, your turn.
Do I just have to tell how I'm different from another object?
Yeah. Pick up any example from what you see and differentiate.
I'm different from my computer because I am... And my computer is Ajeev.
Mm-hmm.
And I have knowledge. And I know this through my knowledge attribute, while my computer doesn't have any knowledge. And it doesn't know that it doesn't have any knowledge.
Yes. So?
I'm better off than my computer.
Oh, so your computer is not better than you?
No, it's not.
Oh, so what is the conclusion?
That I'm soul?
Yes, and computer is not soul, so you are different. Yeah, say, how do you conclude it?
So I'm different because Because I'm living at my computer.
Yeah. Actually, so I and my computer are different from each other. This is the conclusion, okay? I am not computer. Computer is not me. So I am different from, I and computer are different from each other. Fine? Excellent,
yeah.
Arush. But one point will come again on that who is
that
better, your computer. Okay. Natasha, your turn. Take one object and differentiate.
Okay. I am soul. I have knowledge attributes, and I know through my knowledge attribute. My soccer ball is non-living. It has no knowledge, and it can't know anything. Therefore, my soccer ball and I am different from each other.
Oh, so why are we saying my, when that is different from you, how can it be yours? Natasha?
Yeah?
How, see, you're saying, what is the object you're differentiating with?
Just my soccer ball.
Okay, so... if it is different from you, how can it be yours? Okay, we'll come back to this. We'll come back to this again. Okay. See, things are which are yours. Knowledge attribute is mine, right? So I know through my knowledge attribute. Okay, so everybody please, okay, this is very important. In Jain philosophy, in Jainism, what is the principle? If something is R, okay, if something which belongs to me lives with me every time, okay? So, what time do I stop knowing? When do I stop to know? Anybody? Arjun, when do you stop to know? Yeah, Diya, say.
When the soul moves away.
No. You are soul or you are this body?
Soul.
So I am asking, when does soul stop knowing? See, you all have to just think in whatever you think, say it. Anybody? When do you stop knowing? Yeah, what, Tia? Hello, Tia?
When it goes to moksha.
When it goes to moksha, Siddha Bhagavan knows nothing. So I am asking, when this soul stops knowing? When do we stop knowing? Siddha Bhagavan has complete knowledge, so definitely is not stop knowing. He's not, you know, he hasn't stopped yet the knowing thing. Arjun, Natasha, any answers do you have? When do we stop knowing? When we go to sleep, do we stop knowing?
No,
we don't stop knowing. We see dreams, we see things, right? So we are still knowing, right? So when do we stop knowing exactly? Never? Hello? Arush, Natasha, anybody? You either agree with what, Dia? I couldn't hear you.
Can we use body but not soul?
Dia, so you mean to say when we use body but not soul, at that time we do not know. But when do we do that? When do we use body and not soul? Give me one example and I'll accept your point. But I have not ever seen like I am doing body's work and I don't know at that time. I'm brushing my teeth and I know this, yes, I'm brushing these. We know at that time, right? So, who is agree with me? A soul never stops knowing. Hello? Nobody's agrees with me. Nobody?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, I am saying, my point is that I as a soul never stop knowing at any point of time. I keep on knowing always. Who agrees with me? Nobody? Dia, you agree? Natasha, do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to say yes just because I'm just saying, do you? Tell me, do you feel it like when you're walking on a road, taking a walk on a garden or anywhere? At that time, when you see trees, when you see kids playing, when you play by yourself, do you not know that he's playing, this boy is tall, this boy is small, this is beautiful, oh, this flower, and there are cars passing by? Do we not know every time we look here and there, something clicks on our mind. Oh, this is good. Oh, what is this happening? So, while sleeping, I see dreams. Or while I'm sleeping, if my mother comes to me and she puts her hand or she says or somebody, says something very loudly, I just get woke up, right? Because at that time also my knowledge is working out. Somebody is screaming at me. Somebody wants me to get up. So at every point of time we know, right? Arjun, do you agree? Arjun? I guess Arjun is not here. So Dia, you agree with me. Arush, do you agree?
Hello?
Every time? Hello, Arjun?
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Okay, fine. Okay, so, Arush, do you agree that we do not stop knowing at any point of time?
Yes.
Okay. Arjun, do you agree with me?
Yes.
Arjun? That we don't stop knowing even for a single while, right? Okay, now
yes.
Tell me, how many times do you keep on brushing your teeth? Fine, Arjun. Three, four, but like knowledge we keep on doing each time. We don't keep on brushing our teeth each time, right? How many times do we take bath? Hello? Never? Hello?
Once a day.
Arjun might take 2 times a day, like he takes this brush thing for 3-4 times. So, we don't keep on doing like, I take bath continuously, constantly, right? We don't do these things continuously. But we know continuously that we are knowing, right? So why is it happening? Can somebody now tell me that whatever we do with this body, okay, whatever we think we are doing, with this body, we don't do it continuously, but whatever we do, which we do with our soul, we keep on doing it continuously. What does it tell you? You keep on knowing
every time, but you don't brush at all time, you don't take bath at all time, you don't eat all the time. What does it tell you? Arush, anything does it tell you? That aren't you doing partiality with this body and your soul, that you're doing the work of soul all the time, you're knowing all the time, and you're not doing brushing all the time, you're not brushing all the time, you're not eating all the time. Arush, anything, what does it tell you? The question is, okay, now tell me one thing, okay? We have simmered a water, we are boiling up water, okay? So we have put it on a gas, okay? Stove, we have put it on a stove, okay? Now, when it is, you know, hot, we keep it away from the gas for some time. What will happen? You have hot water, now you have kept it aside, away from the gas, away from the stove. What will happen after some time? The water will remain hot.
Well, I don't really know.
Okay, fine. You have tea? Anybody of you has milk? Hot milk? Anybody? Hot milk, tea, coffee, anything? Nobody of you?
Cereal?
Hello. Yeah, cereal, okay. Anybody? Dia, Natasha, you all have to speak, please. Say, Dia, do you have milk?
Yes.
Okay, hot milk or cold milk? Dia, hot or cold? Dia?
Milkshake?
Hello, yes. Okay, milkshake means cold. Okay, I'll start again. Fine. My question is, okay, how many have seen the tea? Everybody of you know tea? Okay, we have this hot tea, okay?
Yeah, I know hot tea.
Okay, hot tea, okay? Now you have taken a cup of hot tea and you have put it on a table. So, for how much time will it remain hot all the time?
No, not all the time.
After some time, it will, you know, get, you know, you want to drink
cold.
Hot tea, but you feel, yeah, it will get cool, okay? Same way, if you have boiled water, and if you have kept it aside on a table, will it remain all the time hot?
No.
It will get cold after some time. Right?
Yeah.
Why it is getting cold? Why it is getting cold?
Because it doesn't remember that it has to stay hot all the time.
Okay, so because the nature of water is not being hot. Right? Everybody agrees with me? If the nature of water was like to remain hot, so when you do it, you know, when you boil it, it should remain boiled all the time. It shouldn't lose its temperature, right? If,
right.
Okay, so now you have boiled the water and you have kept it on the table. So after how much time it starts getting cold?
15, 20 minutes.
It starts, I'm asking it just starts. In 15, 20 minutes it gets cold. But by what
yeah.
time it starts?
Oh, it starts
getting...
like the minute you take it off the gas or out of the microwave.
Yeah. Exactly, right? Now, another question. You all know we have hairs, okay? Everybody of you has hairs on your head, right? Hello?
Yes.
So, okay, now if I get a haircut, I got haircut today. After how many days my hairs will start growing again?
The minute you get your haircut.
So they are never stop growing?
Right.
They do not stop growing, right? They keep on growing. But it is like they grow so at a slow, such slow rate that we do not see each day the, oh, they are growing. After so many days, we come to know, oh, now my hairs are really long. I need to get a haircut. Right?
Yes.
So, each time when water is boiled, it is again each minute trying to get cold. Each moment. Hello?
Yeah.
Right? You boiled it, you kept it aside on a table, it starts getting cold. It is doing its work. Each time the growing years.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Okay. So, each time when we get haircut, the hairs are growing constantly. Even at the time you get your haircut, they are still growing at that time too. So, things never stop working because they have their own nature. So, water has a nature of being cold. So, it never stops being cold. The hairs have a nature to grow. So, they never stop growing. The same way we have nature to know. We never stop knowing. We just, we had a thought about it. Now that we, do we stop knowing at any time? No, we don't have stop, we don't stop knowing at any point of time. Why? Because knowing is our nature. What is our nature? Hello?
No. To know?
To know. To know. Exactly. Okay, now Arush will tell me. Arush, if I will, you know, I'll give you a gift today. How will you feel? Arush? Good. You'll feel good. Or instead, in place of a good, I'll scold you today. How will you feel? Bad. Okay, so now tell me, what do you like, feeling good or feeling bad?
Feeling good.
Feeling good, exactly. Same case is with Dia. Dia, you also like feeling good or feeling bad?
Very good. Feeling
yeah, feeling good. Same, Arjun. Arjun, you are same, like, or you have some other feelings?
Yeah, I'm
feeling
same.
Good.
I like that.
Feeling good. Yeah. And Natasha, you also like feeling good. Fine. Why? Okay. Now we'll take any animal. You take monkey. Okay. You give food to the monkey. Will it feel good or will it feel bad?
It'll feel bad. Wait, no, it'll feel good. Because you're taking food to it.
Yeah. And if you're scolding monkey or you're throwing a stone on a monkey, how will it feel?
Bad.
Huh.
Very, very
it
bad.
Bad. So you see the difference in his reactions, why you do good to him and while you do bad to him. When you throw a stone at him, he, you know, runs away. When you give him food, he approaches the food you gave him and he starts eating it. So now by this observation, what do we conclude? That everybody on this planet, everybody whom we know as a living being, he knows that he loves to be behaved in a well manner, he loves to feel good and hates to feel
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I think we lost Anubhavji again. Let's wait.
Hello?
Yeah, Natasha, just wait. I guess you lost Anubhavji.
Okay.
Arjun, would it be possible for you to call him through the one edge?
Yes, it would be fine, but can I please have his number?
Yeah. Do you have it? Or do you want me to tell you?
Could you please tell me? I can't seem to find the note to where I put it.
Okay. It's
9 1 9 9 6 7 1 7 7 1 7 2 6 0 1 2 6 0 1. Again,
yeah.
That's 9 1 9 9 6 7 1 7 2 6 0 1.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, I think everyone's here.
Hello.
This is Arjun.
Yeah, Natasha.
Yeah, everyone is here.
Hello,
I guess.
Natasha, are you there? Okay. So where were we? So we all individually love to be behaved well or feel good and hates to feel bad, right? My question is why?
Because
see, when we started this class, we started with the discussion, what do we want? What do we want? Anybody? Natasha, what do we want? What do you want?
Happiness.
Natasha?
Yeah.
Happiness.
Can you repeat the question?
Exactly. Everybody wants happiness?
Something that
Hello,
makes us happy.
Yeah. Means feeling good makes you happy, right? Do we want happiness? Why do we want happiness? Why not sadness or sorrows? Why only happiness? Why? See, what we took the example of a monkey. We're not talking about human beings. We're even talking about monkeys. Even monkeys love to be behaved well, to feel good, and they hate to feel, behave, badly. So why is it happening with everybody, not even human beings, even animals? Why do we all want happiness? There's just one answer. We already have discussed about it. I have just changed the thing, attribute, and everything is same. Why do we want happiness? Okay, why water is getting cold?
Because of nature.
Yeah, so why do we want happiness?
Because
that's
nature.
Feel good. Yeah, it is our nature to be happy. Right? Water's nature has to be cold. The water is to be cold. You know, when you put water on fire, the fire goes off. Why? Because water's nature is cooling. Okay? The same way the soul's nature is to be happy. Okay, Siddha Bhagwan is happy or not? Aryan Bhagwan is happy or not? Siddha Bhagwan is happy or not? Yes or no? Hello? Hello? Is everybody there?
Yes.
Yes. So, Siddha Bhagwan is happy or not? He is happy, right, dear? Okay.
Yes.
And he is soul, right? And he is complete. So, he has attained completeness, okay? So, while you attain completeness, you become what? Completely happy. So, what does it tell you? Happy is the nature of soul. And being completely happy from outside will be called when we'll attain our soul. We'll attain salvation, we'll be completely happy. So, attain complete happiness is nothing but attaining our nature. Being cold from being boiled up is nothing but attaining its own nature. So water tries to attain its own nature by getting cold. The same way we all are not happy. So by being happy, what we'll be doing, we'll be attaining our own nature. So why every soul, whether be it ant, be it monkey, be it elephant, be it Natasha, be it Anubhav, everybody of this world, every soul of this world, every living being of this world you pick up, you will find that, yeah, it is in one way or other trying to feel good, trying to be happy. Reason is same. Why? Because it is their own nature to be happy. Am I making sense? Hello, I'm not making sense.
You're making lots of sense.
Okay. Everybody, you all agree with me or not? Anybody, if you go and fight with somebody, he won't like it. If you talk with him, you know, politely, in a good manner, he will like it. Why? Because he wants to be behaved well. He wants to feel good. He wants you to make him feel good. So it's his nature to be happy, to be contented. Just like a water's nature to be cold, there is nature of everything in this world, and it remains, you know, stick to its nature. It remains always to flow towards its nature. Like if I'm water, if I'm hot, then I'll try to get cold as soon as possible. If I am a hair, so my nature is to grow. So you cut it at any point of time, I'll keep on growing. Because it's my nature to grow. Okay? So the same way, you give me however, no matter how much pain you give me. If I am soul, I'll always strive for trying for something, some happiness. So if I'm hungry, I'm hungry, very much hungry. So I'll try to find food anywhere I can. So I go for food because I am hungry. I am not happy being hungry. So I go for food. If there is very hot outside, no, I want air conditioner. So I will go for, I'll search for AC, I'll search for a fan. I'll go where the fan is and I'll switch it on and I'll sit. And yes, now I am happy. So whatever we do, anything, we just try to be happy. Do we not? Natasha, don't we, okay, why do we go to watch a movie or why do we do anything, why do we watch to play cricket or soccer or anything? Because it gives us some sort of happiness. Oh, and yeah, it makes us happy. So every act of our life is to be happy. When we feel we are not happy in present situation, we want the very next moment to be, you know, joyful, and therefore we try that in the next moment, yes, I should do in the next moment the thing that will make me happy. I am making sense or not? So what does it prove?
Yeah.
It proves that yes, like Siddha Bhagwan, we have our nature of being happy completely. So the nature of Siddha Bhagwan, who is again trying to be happy and has become happy, and the nature of me to be happy is no different. So if you see the nature of I, nature of what I have and what Siddha Bhagwan has, we both have same nature. There is no difference in nature of me and Siddha Bhagwan. Now, anybody disagrees with me at this point? See, yeah, I am not happy at present. Siddha Bhagwan is happy. Agreed. So, if you see my present, we both are different. But if you see our nature, I also want to be happy and Siddha Bhagwan also want to be happy. So, we both want the same thing. So, by nature, we both are same. I and Arjun, we both are same because I am also trying everything to be happy. Arjun is also trying everything to be happy. So, we both want the same thing. Am I making sense? Okay, so we found out two nature of a soul. First nature is to know. We keep on knowing each time, every time, okay? I am knowing at this moment, I am knowing at other moment. I know when I sleep, I know when I wake up, I know when I walk. So each time I am knowing. So knowledge is my one nature. To know is my nature. Second thing, I keep on doing things to make myself happy. So to be happy is my nature. So I have this happiness attribute which makes me to go for happiness. So I have knowledge attribute, I get to know, I keep on knowing. I have this happiness attribute which makes me to strive for happiness. Am I making sense? Are you all clear on this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so this is how we discriminate between I as a soul and other being. The body doesn't want to be happy. The body don't do anything to be happy. This computer does not want to do anything to be happy. It's like it's very happy sitting alone. So it's not even moving an inch because it doesn't have this nature of being happy. It doesn't have this nature of no things. Okay, fine. So I guess it is time for today. So we'll go to that poem. Everybody of you know the rhythm of the poem, my introduction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, everybody of you are sleeping or what? Sleeping?
No.
Hello?
No.
No. Okay. So fine. So today what we'll be doing, we are not going to have competition today because we don't have time now. In the next class at this chapter, Jeevan Ajeev, I hope it will get completed. After this, we'll have this competition of this poem. Okay? Sachinji will be our judge. Sachin Uncle will be our judge. And you all have to sing. And the best singer will be, you know, awarded, like best singer. Okay, fine. So today, who will start? I will start, okay, and then each one of you will speak once and then we'll conclude, okay? Fine. By the way, before I sing, anybody of you remember the tone? Natasha, will you sing?
Sorry?
Natasha?
Yeah?
Will you sing for us? Will you sing for us those two lines?
Do I have to sing?
Like my introduction, we are doing one poem, right?
Yeah, so I have to say it?
Yeah, you have to sing it.
Okay. Okay.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Excellent, very good. Arush?
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my sin. The salvation is my home, perfect, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Very good, Arush. Okay. Diya.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Excellent, very good. Arjun?
Okay. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Excellent, very good. Okay, so what is our name? Our name is Pure Soul or Shuddhatam. What do? We know. So this knowing is my fame. It's my, you know, quality with which I am known. And where is my home? The salvation. The moksha is my home. And what does my home? Bliss. Complete happiness. Okay? So it's my turn to sing. And then we'll conclude, okay? Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my shame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. Okay? In the next class, we'll learn what else is at our home, the salvation, okay? Today's time is up. You all have a homework today. You all have to think that what we have discussed today, everybody wants happiness. Is it practically yes or no? Do you find everybody struggling for happiness or not? You see an ant, you see an ant, you see anybody, just think, yeah, what is he doing and why? So you'll get this answer. Do you get this answer? You tell me or not. You will get this answer or not. I'm just saying the answer should be just to earn some happiness. Because he's not good at this situation, he wants next situation to be good, better. Okay, so just try and analyze this way and try doing this also. That do you do anything other than knowing? My simple question, in a day, what else do you know other than knowledge to know? Okay? Am I clear with my question or is it vague? Hello?
We're clear with your question.
Okay. Okay. So we'll close, we'll join our hands and close our eyes and I'll say Namukar Mantra. Arjun will say Chitani Mangal Path. Okay.
Namo Arhantaram. Namo Siddharam, Namo Airiyaram, Namo Vajrayaram, Namo Loi Savasahuram. Aiso Panch Namo Yaro, Tab Pavapanasino, Mangalaram Cha Savvesin, Paramam Kohi Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Arihantaram Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kedli Panakko Damo Mangalam. Chattari Lugutama, Arihanta Lugutama, Siddha Lugutama, Kedli Panakko Damo Lugutama. Chittari Sharanam Pajami, Ayanta Sharanam Pajami, Sutta Sharanam Pajami, Sadhu Sharanam Pajami, Kedli Panato Damo Sharanam Pajami.
Okay, very good. You missed out Sahu Lugutama. Ayanta Lugutama, Siddha Lugutama, Sahu Lugutama. Okay, fine. Okay, Jai Chirendra to all.
Jai Jinendra, thanks to
thank
everyone.
You, thank you so much.
Thank you.